But it's a good thing that God will speak to you, right? Do y'all believe that? It's a good thing that God will speak to you. And there is a word from the Lord today. I know you guys have been doing your series on answering the phone is what you guys have been doing all month. What is this, the second month in July? So this is the second part too. And I'm so blessed to be here with you guys today. There's a word from the Lord. If you could turn in your books, your Bibles, to Mark, the first chapter. We're going to read verses 16 through 18. And we could just stand in reverence to the word of God if you're able to. And it reads, if you're there, just say amen. All right. And it reads, Mark, the first chapter, verses 16 through 18. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Verse 17, come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left their nets and followed him. Just say at once. At once they left their net and followed him. Father God, we just thank you for speaking to us today. Lord, we thank you that you told us that streams of living water will come from my belly, Father God. Allow your streams of living water to be in here today, Father God. Speak to us today, no matter our age. Show us your word, Father God. Encourage us, inspire us. Give us that word that we need, Lord. As we're focusing on answering the phone, show us, Father God, the importance of this phone call that you're trying to get us to answer, Father God. We just thank you for this church. We thank you for your word that you're speaking today, Lord. In your son Jesus' name, amen. So, in 2025, we all have something that we don't want to leave the house with and we can't leave the house with. And if we leave the house with it, we're probably going to go back to the house and get it. And that is our cell phone. Nowadays, with our cell phones, we send emails, get on social media and scroll. Do y'all do that? Y'all don't do that, though, do you? We send text messages. We even FaceTime our grandbabies. My parents even know how to FaceTime. It trips me out every time. Anybody FaceTime their grandchildren or anything? Yeah. So we use our phones for so much. But today, I want to talk about a foreign thing that we haven't used our phone for as much as we used to. And I just want to talk about accepting the call, using this phone to talk. We do so much with it now, except talk, right? We'd rather text than talk to somebody. But this morning, I just want to talk about accepting the call. Can we just say that accepting the call? So in accepting this call from Christ, the first thing we have to remember is that God is calling out to each and every one of us. He's calling out to each and every one of us each and every day. In our key scripture today, we see two brothers. But today I want to focus on one of the brothers specifically. And that's Simon. And we see that Simon is accepting a call. Now, I know some of y'all probably like me. You feel too busy, too lazy, don't want to be bothered, too much of an introvert, sometimes to accept the phone call. Is there anybody in here that does that? You, Man, you see your sister calling, I don't got time for her mess. So what you do? You hit that red icon on your phone, right? Come on, just say amen if that's you. I know she about to ask me for some money. So many of us are so used to just ignoring the call and being called. We see it's Jesus just going beside the Sea of Galilee. And he saw Simon and his brother is Andrew, right? They're casting a net because they're fishermen. But in verse 17, Jesus says, come, follow me. And then he says, I will send you out to fish for people. At once, Simon and his brother Andrew, they do what? They put down their nets and they follow Jesus. This ordinary day was the day that specifically I want to focus on Simon. This is when Simon chose to accept the call. Can you just say accept the call? On this ordinary day, Jesus walks by, says, come follow me. I'll make you fishermen of men. Simon accepts the call. But you know what? So interesting. Of course, we think Jesus just walked by and everybody just followed Jesus. But that's not the truth of the matter. This was not the first time that Simon has met Jesus. So let's look at the first time that Simon meets Jesus. Let's go to John. And in John, the first chapter, verses 40 through 42. I'm going somewhere, okay? In verse 40, we see, it says, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. So this is Simon's brother. Was one of the two who heard that John had said, who had followed Jesus. So John the Baptist, Jesus' cousin, has disciples that's with him. One of those disciples is Andrew, who is Simon's brother. And John the Baptist is saying, oh, there go my cousin. And if you read it, it's like verse 39 and 38. He says, there's the Lamb of God. Because John the Baptist was just a forerunner. A forerunner for who? For Jesus. So John is saying to his disciples, man, look, there he is. Behold the Lamb of God. And these followers that are with John, one of them is Andrew. And Andrew is so intrigued in another one. And they go to Jesus and say, hey, where you going? Can we follow you? And let me be accurate. Jesus first said, what y'all want? And they said, where are you living at? And he said, well, come here, let me show you. And they followed him there. And from spending time with Jesus, Andrew, the brother, goes in verse 40, and he does what? He goes and he hears about Jesus. In verse 41, it says, the first thing Andrew did was go to find his what? His brother. He goes to find his brother. Truth be told, sometimes the first time we see Jesus is through our family, right? So in verse 41, you see Andrew is going to find his brother Simon and tell him, we have found the Messiah. The one in the Old Testament that Moses them talked about. We found him. He's here. That is the Christ in verse 42, if you don't mind. In this last final verse, it says, and Andrew brought him to Jesus. He brought who? He brought his brother Simon to Jesus. And Jesus looked at him and said, you are Simon. But notice it says, you are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas, which when this is the first time that Peter meets Jesus. Excuse me, that Simon meets Jesus. Simon's brother has called him to meet Jesus. He meets Jesus. He spends time with Jesus and talks with Jesus and listens to him. But we see in our key scripture that on this ordinary day in Galilee, Peter and his brother Andrew are fishing. And Jesus says, come follow me. Notice, Simon met Jesus and he still went back to the life that he knew. Simon had his brother pull up, "We found the Messiah, come on." They met Jesus, talked with Jesus, and still went back to what they knew. See, maybe you have been pulled by your grandma, and that's how you talk to Jesus. Or maybe you were invited by a friend, so you came to church and you heard of Jesus. But baby, it comes a point in time with you yourself when you have to know Jesus and talk to Jesus and accept the call of Jesus for yourself. Amen. Amen. And on this particular day, Simon accepts the call. Jesus calls out to him. He puts down his net and he begins to follow Christ. Isn't it something special when you start to follow Christ? He chooses to accept the call. If you could turn in Luke 9, verse 23, it says something. Jesus says to his disciples, then he said to them all, this is Luke 9, verse 23, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must do what? One, deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me." See, in this moment when Simon is hearing Jesus call for him, in this moment, he's denying himself. He's picking up his cross, and he's following Christ. Oftentimes in our lives, we are around Christ, but we still choose to go back to what's familiar to us. We still choose to do the desires of our own heart instead of the desires of God. We still choose to be complacent and be in a place that we know God does not want us to be in. Why? Because it feels good. But Christ is calling to us all. But if the truth be told, sometimes we want to be lazy. Sometimes we don't want to be bothered. Sometimes we don't want to answer the phone call. So what do? We hit the red icon on our phone and we say, "Not now, Jesus. I want to stay comfortable where I am." But I'm telling you, if you accept the call of Christ, I promise this will be the best call that you ever have had in your life. If you accept the phone call of Christ, I promise that God will begin to change your life. What am I saying? I'm saying just as Simon. Here's Jesus called to them to follow him. He puts down his net. I'm saying if you can put down complacency, if you can put down football, if you can put down basketball, if you can put down sleeping all day, if you can put down depression, if you can put down anxiety and fear, and if you can just accept the call of Christ, as Peter did this day, I promise it'll change your life forever. Clap it up if you're enjoying this so far. Because the choice is ours, man. God has given us a choice to accept the call or not. Simon was there with Jesus, but he didn't start following him then. He didn't dedicate his life to him then. He continued to fish. But it's our choice if we can accept. My second point and final point before I leave, it's the greatest conversation. Can y'all just say that? The greatest conversation? This phone call I keep talking about. This phone call we're going to talk about the entire month. It's the greatest conversation that we can have. So we see Simon here. He hears Jesus calling to him and he accepts the call. And while he accepts the call, he gets up, he leaves everything behind, and he goes to follow Jesus. How many of y'all know that's one of the hardest things that you can do in your life? It's changing your lifestyle. But this greatest conversation ever, it's like the umbilical cord. It's the nutrients that allows you to change your lifestyle. This phone call is something that's not new. Jesus called out on his normal day to Simon and his brother, and he even called out to two more. But we're focusing today to Simon. And he calls out to Simon this day on the Sea of Galilee. I could just see him walking. And notice they're out there fishing. So they're not like right there. I don't know if there's any fishermen in here. But don't you think they're kind of out where they know the fish are? They're professionals, so they knew what to do. And they were casting their net. And I can just see Jesus just speaking out to them. And as Jesus is speaking down to them, he says, come follow me. For I'll make you fishermen of men. But this call that Jesus has said to them is nothing new. If we look in Proverbs, the first chapter, Proverbs, the first chapter, verses 20 to 21. Listen, it's talking about wisdom. It says, out in the open, wisdom does what? Calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. Verse 21, on top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gates, she makes her speech. God is calling out. This thing that he did today for them on the day of Galilee, in the Sea of Galilee, excuse me, this was nothing new. Christ is always calling out to you. He says, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. It's a call that's continuously happened. It even goes on, Proverbs, the second chapter, verse 6. Look at it. It says that, for the Lord gives what? Wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Wisdom is calling out. Why? Because out of the mouth of God is knowledge and understanding. Proverbs 3:13-14 says, if what? Happy is the man that findeth what? Wisdom. And the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is than the merchandise of silver and the gain thereof than gold. This wisdom is worth more than silver and gold. This wisdom is worth more than anything that the world could give to you. So there's a call that's happening, and after accepting the call, we got to hit green. Hit that green icon. We pick it up. And this is the start of something new for us, right? This is the start of the greatest conversation that we could ever have in our life. Amen? But this is the thing. As Simon picked up this phone call when he stepped out of the boat, he started this conversation, and this conversation started in God. Remember, Proverbs 2, verse 6, go back to it. It says, for the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Why does he want you to pick up the phone? I'm glad you asked. Because God does not start something that he hasn't already finished. God won't start something unless he's already finished it. What do you mean, Minister Goldsmith, who left his book at home? Because you're saying something now. I'm saying, if we look back in the book of John, if you could pull it back up for me, please, the first chapter, go to verse 42. And in verse 42, notice this is the first encounter between Jesus and Simon. It's the first time Simon meeting Jesus. But did you catch it? He said, and Andrew brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, you are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas, which when translated is what? Peter. We know him as Peter. The first time Jesus meets Simon, he tells him, boy, I know who your daddy is, John. And then he says, you're not Simon. You're Peter. What does Peter mean? Rock. What does Peter mean? Rock. Matt, Simon, what does Peter mean? The first time that Jesus met Simon, he told him the plans he has for him. Because I'm reminded in Jeremiah, he says, for I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. See, it may, when you accept the call and pick up the phone, it may be the start for us. But it's not the start for God. Because God already knows the plans that he has for us. Why is he calling out in the square? Why is he calling out? Why is wisdom calling out? Why does he keep calling your phone? Because God needs you to know the plans that he has for you. It's the greatest conversation ever. Why? Because wisdom, go back to Proverbs 2, verse 6. Wisdom comes from who? The Lord. The Lord gives wisdom. He gives understanding. He gives knowledge. But he can only give it if you answer the phone, baby. Don't hit the red icon. Hit the green icon. Why? Because it's not that God hates you for your sin. He loves you in the midst of your sin. Because Jesus died even when we were yet sinners. Because Jesus has something for you. Jesus sees Simon and he calls him what Simon had never even heard. As you begin to pick up the phone and talk to Christ, the greatest conversation that you could ever have, he wants to tell you the plans he has for you. He wants to tell you the answers of how to get to what he's giving you. But the only way we can do that is through divine communion, consistent communion with Christ. How do I know that? Because I know that God is, he's doing a work, but sometimes when he's doing that work, we begin to put our phone down because we mess up. Has anyone ever been there before and went, God, I know I can't go to church. God, I know I can't continue to talk to you. I've cussed this person out. I did wrong. Is everybody perfect in here? Or can you wave your hand and say, baby, it's been some times where I wanted to put the phone down. It's been some times when I thought I messed up. I didn't raise me. It's like I was supposed to raise my kids. But God, I don't think I'm worthy. Is there some people in here that know you've been there before? But in the midst of that, I'm reminded of Philippians 1, verse 6. It says, I'm confident in this thing, that the work that God has started in me, that he's going to complete a work in me. Does anybody know that God is completing a work in your heart? That God just wants you to pick up the phone so he can complete this in your heart? Is anybody grateful that we serve a gracious God that loves us? Even when we want to hang up, he still loves us. Even when I do hang up, he's still there. Yes. Amen. And he's still ready. to keep us on game, as the young folks say. AKA, he's ready to give us wisdom and understanding and knowledge. Because you can have knowledge, but you can't not have wisdom. You can know something. A lot of our young people, they go to college and they study a lot and they know, but they don't have wisdom. Wisdom is, you gotta talk to somebody with some experience. You gotta talk to somebody that in the beginning was the Word became God, and the Word was flesh, and nothing was created but through the Word. So why in the world would you not want to pick up the phone and talk to the person that created your boss? Why would you not want to pick up the phone and talk to the person that created you? Why would you not want to pick up the phone and talk to the manufacturer that could give you wisdom? Because I'm reminded that Simon, he accepted the call on this regular day on the day of Galilee, excuse me, in the Sea of Galilee. And as he accepted this call, his life was just perfect after that, right? It's a start for Simon. But it wasn't the start for God. Because God already knew where Simon was going. Even before Simon accepted this call on this day, he told him that you are the rock. In Matthew 16, verse 18, Jesus said to him, upon this rock I will build my church. He knew that. So Simon accepted the call and started the greatest conversation of his life. And as he started the greatest conversation of his life, Simon went from Simon the fisherman to Peter, who was stepping out of the boat, walking on water with Jesus. Because Simon picked up the phone, he went from fishing to walking on water. And Simon stayed on the phone, and God continued to give him wisdom. And Simon on the phone, he went from walking on water. And Simon went to Peter walking on water, and then he went to Peter cussing people out and denying that he knew Jesus. And he did it three times before the rooster even crowed. And Peter, who was just walking on water, found himself cussing people out, found himself denying Jesus, found himself putting the phone down. In life, sometimes we want to put the phone down. But Jesus, he loves us so much. And Peter, he picked it back up. He got back on the phone. And as Peter got back on the phone, he went from Peter cussing people out, cutting a man's ear off, Peter denying Jesus three times before the rooster crowed. He went to a Peter that in Acts 5, reader, when you go home, he spent so much time talking and getting wisdom from God that people in Acts 5 literally went into the street and they were praying that, oh man, if I could just see the shadow of Peter, I would be made whole. Why? It wasn't because of Peter. It's because he answered the call and he stayed on the phone. What is this little boy from Greenville, South Carolina, trying to tell House of Judah today over and over again? I'm trying to tell you, baby, you might be Simon right now. You might feel like you're the scum of the earth. You might feel like you're just doing a job that's worthless, but I'm here to tell you, if you accept the call, if you can just put it to your ear, I'm here to tell you that God has given you a blessing. He's given you a plan. He's given you a plan to prosper you. He's given you a plan of good hope. He's given you a plan of good health. But baby, you gotta stay on the phone, because this is the greatest conversation that you can ever have in your life. Can I get five people just to stand up and say, I'm going to answer the call. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. I'm going to put down my net
and I'm going to pick up my phone. I'm going to put down the remote and I'm going to pick up my Bible. I'm going to put down the games and I'm going to pick up because of God. I'm going to start to lay on my face and say, God, give me the wisdom, because trust me, God has wisdom for everything. He has wisdom for depression. God has wisdom for diabetes. He has wisdom for any sickness. God has wisdom for family issues. God has wisdom for marital issues. God has wisdom for everything. But baby, you gotta stay on the phone. If God is talking to you this morning, just say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Because I'm reminded that Jesus said, he said in Mark, he said, I'm going, he said, come follow me because I'll make you fishermen of men. See, the experience that they had was a part of the plan. You thought everything that you do from the call forward was God. Even before you pick up the phone call, God was strategically blessing you. The hurt, the trauma, it was a blessing. Because God is molding you. And the same skills you use as a fisherman will be the same skills and talents you use to fish for men. And it was all a part of his plan. But if you don't answer the phone, you'll never know the wisdom of God. House of Judah, we can stand to our feet today. Just clap it up for the word of God. We thank you, Father God, for just speaking to us, Lord. We thank you for showing us, Father God, that you're on the other side of that line, waiting to talk to us, God. Waiting to speak to us. Father God, thank you for showing us Simon. We're so used to looking at Peter, this rock. Peter that was on the mountain of transfiguration with you. Peter that was a part of your inner circle. But God, thank you for showing us today Simon. Because Simon looks a little bit more like us. Well, we are. But Lord Jesus, just as you told Simon, he will be Peter. And upon this rock, you will build this church. Thank you for showing us the mistakes that he made didn't stop the blessing of God. Once we're saved, once we accept the call, even when we mess up, you still have a plan for us, Father God. So we say thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, you told us to deny ourselves, pick up our cross and follow you. It's hard to deny ourselves, but that's why we need to be on the phone, so you can show us how the things that are so comfortable are killing us. You'll show us the things that we're eating are killing us. You show us a new appetite. You give us a new diet so that we can live that abundant life that you promised us. You'll show us to listen to new things so that we can speak life and not death. You'll show us how to meditate on the word day and night so that we can have success. Father God, thank you for your fresh word today. Thank you for your first word today, Father God. We say hallelujah, Lord. We say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.